Welcome back to the podcast. It's Friday. We're getting ready to head into the weekend. I don't know about you. I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually going to get out there, get started on a little yard work, kind of a little later than I guess I'd hoped to. I don't know. It's hard. The weather's been so nice. Feels like we're firmly into spring already. Great segue to what I want to talk to you about today. Spring, new beginnings. A couple months ago now, I did a show called New Beginnings. Had a couple changes in my life, which led to a couple of changes here in the studio, the podcast, et cetera, et cetera. I want to give you a little update on that and talk about how it relates to a couple things going on around us. So, it's been 2.5 months now, roughly, since I did that show, New Beginnings. Because at that time, I had kind of a 5-month plan, if you will. And that 5-month plan was, in a nutshell, launching a new book, a new radio show, and bringing back this show into a growth pattern for new listeners. Book, radio, podcast growth. Okay? Here we are halfway through that. And I think really 5 months, I knew 5 months was naive when I did it. You know, really, you need a year, I think, to test something of that kind of scale. Make adjustments as needed. But we move things a little quickly, but I still think 5 months was way too optimistic halfway through to accomplish what I was hoping to accomplish, which was basically steady, predictable sales and listener volume. We're getting the steady and predictable, just not the levels that I would like to see. Some areas, yes, some areas, no. Overall, we're falling short of where I would like to see us. But like I said, I think that is way optimistic what I was thinking. I think we're doing great. I think if we look at this in another month and a half as halfway to 8 months, I think it's going to look a little differently. A lot's been accomplished. And I'll just give you this little update on this if you're interested at all. We got a new studio here if you're watching on the video. I'm doing this a little different today. I wasn't even going to do the video today. A little casual here in my cap and sweatshirt. Well, listen, we all need a day off once in a while. The reality was, it wasn't a day off for me at all. I was busy as bananas working on the Project Chaos radio show for Monday. And I'll be doing that as a monologue, no guest, and that creates a lot more work for me. But I don't want to get too off track on that. I've had a lot of changes, adding the video, which then led much as expected to a big upgrade in the studio, the equipment, everything. And I'm really proud, 2.5 months in, and just on a dime to be able to turn all that on top of launching a new radio show, which the feedback has been absolutely amazing. We've launched the book, completed the book. If you were listening, everything that I went through, getting the cover done and getting the doggone thing published, it's done. It's there. We launched the book tour. You know how many videos I've done in this time? It's amazing. And a new podcast, the Project Chaos podcast, along with it. So there's like, I don't know, 30-some episodes in total over there as well that I've done in addition to all the work here. We've been going 7 days a week. What does all that mean? I'm tired. Woo! I've always said to you, one thing I respect about guys like Sean Hannity and the like, man, they'll do like 3 hours of radio every day, come back, do, you know, an hour or two of TV every night. I'm thinking, man, how do you do that? It's just, it's crazy. Now, for me, it's a little different because I'm a one-man show here, which I kind of like it that way. I'm thinking about changing it, though. It's hard. One of the reasons I don't have a guest this week, I had time to book somebody. You got to set this stuff up in advance. I do have some incredible interviews in the wings, though. It's just amazing how that's, but I need somebody to help schedule that stuff, somebody to help with the content, the video editing. Once this is recorded here, it goes up on the cloud. The video template that I use is nothing complicated, and I'm hoping to get somebody maybe to handle that down the road. But all these things cost money, it creates overhead, then changes the game every step of the way. And then you want to talk about increasing overhead, and I'm saying to you, hey, the sales projections aren't there. We're not quite what we thought. Now, the two of those are not a good convergence. the net result of all that is it's higher, Chris. But it's all good. It really is. I'm going to throttle back a little bit here, at least for a little bit. And I have other things in my life, by the way, I gotta take care of. So I can't keep going at this pace. But anyway, the reason I bring all this up, it's Friday. I wanted to yammer on just a minute. So let me appreciate you letting me do that. But I want to just talk about a little bit what the future of this country looks like. It's very simple, in my opinion. A lot of questions I get, I see this repetitive nature to. And I want to just explain my position on where we're at right now, where I see this country going. And the future of the podcast as well. First is, I guess I'll go in reverse order, the future of the podcast. But as it relates to the First Amendment, you hear this being talked a lot about in the news. It has now come to light that the government was censoring people and ideas on social media, working with the social media companies to silence voices, to silence dissent. Basically, and it's bad and it's illegal, but it's still going on big time. They just do it a little bit differently. And the corporate government tie together is awful. I give you a little example. One of the big video hosting companies, I won't mention any names, they said that tried to put a link to the book, or my book, somebody else's book. I'm doing it for free. Oh, no, 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 no. Once you've demonstrated that you can produce content that meets our community standards for a while, it says, then maybe we'll start letting you have the responsibility of posting external links. Well, thank goodness somebody's keeping tabs on me. What aren't they keeping tabs on? I feel like I'm being treated like a child. I can't put a link in the video that I create for this show. I'm sure there's a way around all this, but I don't dance in those circles, as you know. So it's just these little ways that they hurt, they silence. I told you, can't run ads for the show. It doesn't meet community guidelines. Nobody even really looked. It's the category it falls in. If you're going to fall into that category and you're not one of the registered few, that's a dissenting view automatically. They're not going to allow it. They're going to control the message. Beyond that, I'm finding, and part of the reason that I think I went more casual today is nobody's watching these videos. I'm not getting, you know, I say the Rumble account's getting a little traction. I guess it is. What do we get? Maybe 100 views on the top video. I haven't only been doing it a few weeks. It hasn't been that long. Woo-wee! The amount of time it takes to upload the thing, it's not worth 100 views. And I've gone down this test before, and it didn't work out, and we yanked it, and it could happen again. I was thinking about it. I said, these videos I don't watch. I can't sell it because I don't watch it. Maybe it's part of the problem. It's something that bad vibe out there. But I say, why doesn't Bongino have 1 million views on a video of his podcast? Are they real? Are those real views? I don't know. I believe they probably are. I'm not accusing them of anything, by the way. My point is this. Really, really hard to get exposure right now. Any of it, you pretty much have to pay for. The social media landscape right now is this. You got to like be posting like every 10 minutes. I'm not kidding. Like 2 to 3 times an hour, they're using AI to do it. All these different tools. It's nuts, right? So the social media, they get, you know, the only 4 or 5 people are going to see your post. Well, post more. A lot more. Like every 32 seconds. Ba-ting, ba-ting, ba-ting. It's nuts. The point about all this is really hard to get exposure. Why? I don't get it. The quality of the content that we're creating here, I think, is high enough that it should be getting plenty of exposure, but they won't. It won't feed any of it at all. Then that brings me to the last point, and that's making money. I don't want to name the companies and go through the whole story because I don't want this to be a sob story because I don't look at it that way. With every hurdle that's placed in front of me, so what's the workaround? How do we go next on this? But the bottom line is the business plan that I laid out isn't coming to fruition at all. In fact, I'm going to likely just abandon it. Luckily, I don't need to rely on it. But this idea of being an influencer, making money from it, the environment right now is really, really challenging. The censoring that's going on. And on top of that, I think that there's just way too much inventory. What do I mean by that? There's 1 billion and 1 podcasts. I mean, there's so much stuff to listen to. How much driving do you do? You know, Bongino's great. Ben Shapiro's pretty good. I don't know what's going on over there these days. You got Glenn Beck. You got Megyn Kelly. I mean, you got, the list is like endless. And I see now everybody and their brothers doing like an email blog thing or a Substack that they're like, hey, could you pitch in a few bucks? And then I'm over here, hey, could you pitch in a few bucks? And everybody wants a few bucks and nobody's really given a few bucks. And I've been listening to the guys on No Agenda. They have a listener supported model. And part of the, watching what they do is why I didn't want to do it. It doesn't work very well in many cases. I guess it depends on what you're looking for. But in this genre with this group, I didn't really want to push it. I asked for a little bit of support, Project Chaos, and we got a little bit of support, very little bit of support. I didn't even want to do it over here. You know, we don't have any vehicle to even take money over here. It's just like a dangerous thing in this environment. Anyway, books, subscriptions, podcasts, there's so much out there. And the times have really changed in terms of what the palate is, what people want, how people are consuming it. And it's chaotic right now. I think the opportunity is, I mean, it's going to settle down at some point. The herd is going to get thinned out somehow, some way. The only thing I would say to you, for me, I see the independents getting squeezed out more than likely, but I'm just going to stay the course and do what I can. What does it mean to you? I mean, it's hard to get good information. The news is a mess, you know, so the news commentary follows suit. You see these bizarre stories pop up and everybody's talking and you kind of get drug into it whether you want to talk about it or not. They're talking about the doggone eclipse, for God's sake, like it's some kind of conspiracy going on because people don't know how to handle it anymore. I don't know. What do you do? What do we do? Let me just finish this with the podcast a second and the radio show. What are we doing? And I talk about this a lot over there, Project Chaos, the tenacity, improvise, adapt, and overcome. A military saying, well, we're going old school. May do some direct mail. Been doing in-person meetings, whatever you want to call it, events. We've been using these car magnets. I don't do a bumper sticker. Who puts a bumper sticker on their car anymore? Some people do. Some people don't. I don't. I put a magnet on. So there's magnets made. That's working out great. Simple marketing methods, old school marketing. I think it's going to get to the point where the social media, if it's not dead already, it's going. People are just going to go back to actually talking to people in person, if you can imagine that. It'd be kind of nuts because you're going to go back to like phone calls and stuff. Anyway, I don't know where we're at time frame wise here. I didn't even check. Not good. But let me go into the meat of what I wanted to say. That's the future of this country, all right? Here's a lot of what I get feedback on the show these days. You don't seem to get riled up anymore. Aren't you angry? What do we do about this? What are you going to do? You know, anger, a lot of anger. And I'm not exhibiting that, I guess, to put that in simple terms. And why is that? Well, because I saw this coming and now we're here. I'm like, now what do you want to do? Now, what do we do about the 2020 election now? What do we do about COVID now? What do we do about all these people that are pouring across the border? What do we do about all the money that's been spent and gone? It's a fine mess. Here's what I see as the top three issues that should be talked about for this election, but they're not at all. The border, and not necessarily in this order, but the border, fixing our mess of an election system, and the budget. The budget probably being the most significant, believe it or not, and I know most people wouldn't agree with that, and that's part of the problem. Let me explain to you what's going on with the government and spending. The government creates this fiat money system with this promise of financial freedom, financial utopia, all right? Built on a foundation largely of Milton Friedman economics. And there's other ways of describing all that. And I'm literally no expert on it, but it basically justifies or, and I don't even know if this is a fair statement, but supports this fiat money system of the dollar. And that's the first problem. Not only that it's a fiat money system with no real backing, I'm not even sure that that matters. I really don't know. But what I know does matter is that the currency value is not fixed against anything, which is allowing the political class, 600 people basically in Washington, to greatly manipulate the value of money, otherwise known as the value of everything. And it's bizarre. I was prepping for the radio show. We're going to talk Monday about the book, We Didn't Fight for Socialism, with Colonel Oliver North. And I don't know that this is socialism in the same sense. It's like this corporate fiat money takeover. But let me explain what I see going on with our economic system. This foundationally needs to change, and I don't hear Trump talking about changing it. And that's a problem. Our federal government represents somewhere just below 40% of our GDP. Holy stinking cow farts, man. Boo-coo, right? 40% of every dollar spent every year is being controlled by government. How's that representing a individual liberty? And what's happened now is there needs to be economic growth for the population to be happy. Okay. Everybody wants economic growth. Is that even sustainable? I don't know. I think if you had currency that was fixed value, you wouldn't need all this compounded interest all the time, because once something was bought and paid for, it would actually be owned outright without any future burdens like unreasonable taxation, another problem created by all this. And they start creating all these heinous ways to cover all this, and you get what you have. Trillions and trillions of dollars, numbers people don't even understand, money going in places we don't even know to pay for things we don't know what. Oliver North was buying weapons with money from Iran to give the terrorists in Central America. He felt otherwise, of course, to justify that. But either way, why are we involved in this? And why is money being pushed around? It's heinous. Heinous. Paying people to come up here from South America with our own money. It's crazy, this condition that's been created. So what do you do? So you say when you try to stop the spending like the good conservatives want to do, everybody freaks out because, like, you can't do that. If you cut the federal budget 10%, it would probably strip away more than all of the GDP growth. It would freeze the economy in effect, just that one little bit. That's how fragile the whole thing is. So what do you do? What do we do? We're out of options. No other option. Bombs, bullets, whatever they can possibly dream up to spend money on. Democrats want to do it more for social causes. Republicans want to do it more for military and maybe infrastructure. I don't even know if that's true. I don't know what any of them want to spend it on anymore. What is the answer? Cut taxes, cut spending, and cut regulation, and allow the market to take care of itself. And the only reason the government is going to freak out and give you all the reasons why that's a bad idea is because they can't put their dirty little fingers in the pie. And what you see as a result is much of the mayhem that we do. Look, we got to get the budget and the spending under order. There's got to be some kind of, there's no cap on anything that they're doing. It's nuts. In middle of the night deals, you don't even hear a budget season deal anymore. It's done in these, you know, they're going to pass enough for 2 months. They're just furthering the whole racket. You don't even know what the total bill is anymore. Debts that we're never going to pay. What kind of country does that? What kind of people set up a system like that? We got to get our elections fixed, that the will of the people is reflected, and the border has to be made secure. Yeah, I've said this before, an easy way to secure the border, just enact immediate fines. $10,000 per day per illegal immigrant that anybody has found to have housed or employed. Boom. Problem solved. It would be a money maker. The elections needs to be one-day voting, verified ID, paper ballots only. I'm not getting into the details of that right now, but that's the only way you have a fair and proper election. We did it for many years. We had a count at the end of the day. We did it then. We can do it now. You want to scan the ballots and do whatever you want? Go ahead. But there needs to be a paper trail. But there's a couple other issues, I think, that are equally as important and not getting any attention at all. Military, security, our education systems in shambles. Our healthcare system is way overpriced and largely in shambles, only getting worse. Infrastructure falling apart at a time when we're expanding our population of illegal immigration, putting it on a foundation that can't handle it. And I've said it before, I know it sounds disgusting, but simple hygiene, simple processing of sewage. Do you realize the bacterial disaster that's created by just 100 people without sewage facilities? Think about all 100 people going to the bathroom, what, 2-3 times a day in some cases? Where's all that pile up? Where does it all go? I know this sounds disgusting. Why am I bringing it up? Infrastructure matters. The bridges don't work and you can't get places. You're going to find out. When you open the tap and there's no water, you're going to find out. They're attacking the diesel industry, trucking, all of it. This mayhem. The book, we didn't fight for socialism. We come out at a different angle. I said, I don't know what this is, this woke nonsense. I could get excited. I could pound my fist on the table. What am I going to do? I'm just preparing more. That's my advice to you. You think I'm kidding when I talk about being able to walk out, being able to grow your own food. You better start thinking about it and your own security as well. Maybe I'm just a little simplistic. Tell me what else. Tell me what I missed. And listen, guess what they're doing now? All of a sudden, there's nothing happening with it. There's not even a real conversation going on. What do you want me to talk about? You want me to create theatrics for the sake of creating theatrics? When I see something start to move, I'll get excited about it. Otherwise, I'll just keep talking as I see it. What else am I going to do? Not much else you can. I know this, it's the weekend. Get a little rain coming through, but I think it's going to be a nice weekend. Might be a good time to get outside, get a little exercise, give it a little thought. You're looking a little pale. Get a little tan, get yourself a little color. It's good for you, trust me. That sunlight, beautiful for you. For lots of things, God willing, I'll be back on Monday. Not planning on doing any over the weekend. You're taking a little rest, a little R&R for Big Chris, but we'll be back, rest assured, God willing. Sure hope to see you there. In the meantime, make it a great weekend.